Where to start? Whoever is going to do this work will need a preparation timetable to ensure that the information is available in time to prepare and submit the P11Ds on time. The submission deedline is Sunday, 6th of July, 2008. So let's work back from the last working day, Friday the 4th of July 2008, and then step back 2 weeks to allow time to give copies of the P11Ds to the directors and employees. I would give them all copies of their P11D information no later than Monday the 23rd of June and allow them to the end of the week to respond with any queries. How do you intend to submit the P11Ds? Well, HMRC's P11D guide states that you can complete and submit the returns online using PAYE Online for Employers, Internet or Electronic Data Interchange. It also says that you might find it easier and quicker to file online. Its website link, if you want to write this down, is www.hmrc.gov.uk/ebu/paye_online.htm. You'll soon find it if you go on the Revenue website anyway. You can also complete and print off the forms from HMRC's CD-ROM. It's the fill-in forms on screen section, or you can order paper forms P11D to complete manually and submit. My advice is always to have some spare copies for last-minute submission, so I order some paper copies or print them off the website, and remember that you can photocopy and submit blank forms as well. If you intend to use a third-party software, P11D software such as the PKF P11D software that I use, make sure that you have ordered and received the latest update before you start inputting the information. Try and find some time to test that software, even if you've used it before, just in case there have been changes made that might throw you into a panic if you're up against the wire doing the forms, or perhaps an amended form at the very last minute. Okay, next, what information do you need to complete the returns? My advice always is to look back to last year, see what was reported then. It's a fairly reliable method of avoiding egg on the face by missing something that was reported previously. Hopefully there will be a permanent P11D and or a tax file that will indicate what items have to be reported, and perhaps these items that can be excluded. This should include any items covered by a P11D dispensation or where the liability is settled by the employer via a PAYE settlement agreement. Again, it's very important to know what you don't have to report.